Hello, it's Casey Kasem with America's Top 40. MMA. It's A and A and A and R MMA.
A and R.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to say cool. A-R on the radio.
He's passing Slim the blunt.
Oh, my bad.
He's passing Slim the blunt.
I didn't mean that. Dude.
I appreciate you.
I didn't mean that.
Out of respect.
He's been sober for a really long time.
No. It freaks me out, man.
Really? No, he gets anxiety and shit.
Yeah. I'd be sitting here quiet the whole time. Like, it would turn into your guys' show.
Nice.
Our listeners are probably like, what the fuck? They got some of their friends in there? Yes. Finally.
Yeah.
We stop by once in a while.
King
calling.
And Ron in the building.
King.
Shouts out to them.
King.
Go ahead and tell them what's up. Plug yourselves. Ronnie.
What do you do,
What
Ron?
Are you excited for?
My name's Ron Jung.
I get Cleveland-based tattoos.
All of them. Yeah, a lot of them.
Every one.
All of them.
No, I'm actually getting the what's-her-face done for the Indians. So I'm an Indian tattoos. I'm getting the street sign, like the corner of Carnegie.
In Ontario? Okay.
With, like, the Chief Wahoo thing. I was like, you know how they have, like, the little... On their street signs. It's like the city of Cleveland, and it says, like, their little, like, motto thing next to, like, the name of the street. It's like a little, like, emblem. You're not
no, I'm with it though.
But yeah, I'm getting like the Chief Wahoo there. But
yo,
yeah, Cleveland tattoos.
What are they going to change the Indians to?
We're the spiders.
Spiders.
Dude.
For sure.
Really?
Changes the mean the green venom spitting.
Why the spiders?
Poisonous spiders.
That used to be our name.
Really?
Back in the day.
I didn't know that.
Did they change the Redskins yet?
Yeah, it's the Warriors.
Well, they haven't gave it the name, but yeah, they're.
I thought it was
the Redskins.
Washington Warriors.
They're going with the Washington Warriors.
No, they're not.
I swear I saw
no,
that.
They're not.
I swear I saw that.
No, something we know. Can we fact check? That?
Yeah, if Slim fact checks me on an NFL stat, I will literally probably hang myself.
Hey, I'm getting in the fantasy this year.
What? Where?
Just
even
with like,
I, let me
just
even I don't play fantasy.
Just with like Darren and Robert and them.
Oh yeah, can I get in?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it the Washington? It's not the. It's probably my pops.
I swear I saw the Warriors. Unless it was just like.
Seems right now they're leaning towards the Washington Sentinels.
Hmm.
Isn't that another Indian group?
I'm pretty sure Sentinels has something to do with like DC area, like politician type shit.
Hmm.
Really? I don't know. I'm about to look at what a Sentinel is.
A Sentinel, it's an Indian, ain't it?
It's like a hero or something.
Is that Seneca?
No, it's like an Indian. It's Florida State. Oh, that's a Seminoles. I'm thinking of. Never mind.
It's a,
yep, that's what.
Would you say Sentinel?
A dog flavor tablet brand.
What?
Maybe I looked up the wrong.
It's edibles for dogs.
What would that logo be? An iPad. And fucking
look like a Kills and Bits container.
Yeah, like a Doki Bone.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't.
A Sentinel.
I don't know. It has something to do.
You know what?
I think that's what people from Washington are called.
Sentinel?
What?
Like they're not Washingtonians. They're Sentinel.
That sounds like a boss in a game
like
or something.
Hmm.
Right.
I think that's so funny. That's right.
Nonetheless, welcome back to A&A MMA. It's episode like
119.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It's like the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
We're almost at 120.
Yeah.
120 episodes with Slim.
That's crazy.
That's what's up.
Well, except for those ones we did by ourselves, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, technically we've done like 130 something episodes. But
yeah. Thanks, Ron.
He offered him the blunt again. Twice.
It'd be a lot easier. Just
thanks, but no thanks.
Right.
I know.
I always
just
I
bite the bullet.
His dumb ass the blunt sometimes.
Yeah.
So you're just
sorry, Monty. You have to face all the blunts when you're with me.
Yeah, that's
I really do. That's why I'd be smoking three blunts during the podcast.
By himself, he takes on
that.
The whole Indians
fit today. Rocking.
My shorts are dirty. My Indian shorts are dirty, or else I would have.
You'd match to the toes, huh?
Yeah, I don't got Indian socks. That's Noop. Shout out Rick and Morty.
Noob.
Did they win?
Dude, he has socks.
Rick and Morty.
What'd they win by?
Tribe?
They won 5-3.
Nice.
That was
Rick
just the warm-up games. They went 3-0 in the warm-up games. But, hey, listen. Friday, we're coming out shooting,
so
baby.
So when's the first real game? Tomorrow?
Friday.
Against?
Friday?
But tomorrow's when the season starts officially, yeah.
So
it's
the first
like,
real game
Yankees
is Friday.
Versus...
We play at home or we away? Who we got? What's the deal?
What?
We got the Royals, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
At home?
I think
Kansas
we're in...
City?
Well, yeah, we're at home, actually.
That's nice.
So they're not letting anyone in?
Frankie's looking great.
No. No.
Not even season ticket holders?
I watched a little bit of his
But they're going to let you guys in.
For the Browns games, yeah.
Where did you see that?
Damn, so I'm going to one Browns
game. That's just what... I haven't gotten the official email or anything, but that's what... I guess, like, there was just, like, people posting, like, oh, I called my season ticket rep, and he was saying we only get to go three to four games.
Have you called?
Probably.
No.
Some bullshit.
No.
But... I plan on it because, first off, are they going to give me my money back?
Right.
They'll probably just give me free tickets next year.
Or are they going to give me... I don't even care. I don't even need free tickets next year. I just need a prorate for next year. You dig?
Yeah, that's what they're going to do because think about it. They don't want to lose that money. Everyone's hurting for money. They don't want to lose that money and just give it back to everybody for the year.
What up?
What's up, man?
Pull up a microphone.
Yeah. Well, something.
What do we do on Wednesday nights?
Wednesday nights for the boys.
Different night every week.
Right, we need some consistency.
Yeah, we're not really on a schedule, I guess.
We usually record on Thursdays.
I mean, we've been...
Unless Slim gets an attitude about it for no reason.
Fuck off.
How long has it been since he, like, didn't...
Has Tony...
Have an attitude?
No, post the episode.
Oh, like that was like 2-3 weeks ago.
Two, three weeks ago.
And deleted a whole entire episode.
And we recorded literally, like, the next day. Like, my computer ran out of space.
Not only did he delete A&A MMA, he deleted the first ever Garage podcast.
Right. Well, like, what do we call it? That fucked. Garage?
Who was
what
was that?
That Garage?
It was just me, Ronnie, Chad for like 20 minutes, and Slim.
Chad's like, yeah, I'm going to be a dad. Wow.
That's the first ever Garage podcast.
And Slim just dropped it, like deleted it.
Wow. Oops.
Sucks.
It does suck.
It was
so
an accident.
It's never can be found again, huh?
No. So we basically have to come back with that energy after A&A MMA.
And it's hard to recreate that.
It is.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Difficult.
We got
anyways.
It's not like we just turned this on, people.
this is an magic in the MMA air. Podcast, so welcome back, guys. We're going to get into the shit a little bit here.
Fights, man. What's going on?
Slim, you got any MMA news for the people? Because
I
know next weekend's card just took the biggest hit.
Yeah, big one. So Irene Aldana was supposed to face Holly Holm, and she tested positive for COVID. That is very unfortunate.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah.
Damn. At least she didn't test positive for steroids. Am I right?
You are right. Rogerio Bontorin is out with his fight against Michael Cape due to an ankle injury.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they finding another opponent for Manel Cape?
They're not saying.
I'm pissed.
I know.
I was waiting
him.
For him.
Nadia Kassem is out with her fight.
Nah, she's always hurt.
Due to injury. True. Let's
see. She's basically Paige VanZant.
So UFC wants to rebook Holm Aldana for October 3rd. So we'll see if that happens.
October 3rd?
Yeah, that's way late. I mean, it's really only 2 months.
It's a weird ass date to shoot for, but okay.
Yeah.
Did you say Valerie Lada?
Who?
What name did you say?
That's
always hurt.
Nadia
Kassem.
Oh, not what I was thinking.
Jordan Espinoza will fight David Dvorak?
Yeah.
Dvorak? Yeah.
Polish dude.
Edmund Shabazian is now the main event. Versus Eric Brunson for August 1st.
Eric Brunson or Derek?
Derek
Brunson.
Brunson.
Right. I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
Shabazian needs that showcase.
It is only 3 rounds, so. Takashi.
What?
Yeah, it's only 3 rounds because late notice. I know. It's fine. Takashi Sato will fight Daniel Rodriguez. That'll be a good
That's
one.
Fire. I'm pissed though.
I know.
Pissed about that last thing you just told me.
I know. I think that's about it. Let me see. Make sure. Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit.
JoJo Calderwood will fight Jennifer Maia
for
on August
1st. Pretty much a top contender title.
Right. Even
shot,
though we all thought JoJo was just going to get it, but apparently not.
Yeah. Thought JoJo, didn't she fight Shorty or no? She lost to somebody before. She got to Shevchenko, right? Or am I tripping?
She was supposed to. That was supposed to happen, but Shevchenko got injured.
Just so you guys know, it's like the drunkest I've been for a podcast. Like starting a podcast in a while. So. You shut up.
But anyways, yeah, that's what I got for the news.
I'm drunker than I usually
drink
am.
Like 3 Twisted Teas.
I don't drink Twisted Teas, but I had 3 Dortmunder Golds. So I'm
Dortmunder.
I'm usually either coming off a drunk where I like took a nap, or I'm just completely sober.
Yeah, one or the other. Or snacked up.
And Slim comes straight from work, huh?
Yep.
Straight from his job, but he's usually like, late, yeah, some dude tried stealing my fucking clothes today, and I fucking ran up on him, but I squared
you
up with him, and
people.
I was like, should I punch this dude or should I not?
Bro,
I didn't punch him.
So this totally didn't happen. This is absolutely not your clothes.
I know, but
yeah, but thieves just pissed me off. So this is an absolutely fictional story.
Okay.
And this didn't happen, but one time this couple ran out with this couple ran out with a bunch of clothes, and they like I hopped in front of the car to try and like get the plate, and they fucking like almost hit me. Fucking swerving off, so I took my radio off and threw it through the back window and shattered all over the parking lot.
You carry a gun? Working security?
No, a radio.
I'm not even security.
You work in, at JCPenney's in Canton.
If I worked
like,
at JCPenney's, I would carry a firearm.
Especially in Canton.
I mean, I want to carry a gun just for being in Canton, but yeah. Like, it's sketchy. Especially I'm in like the not good part. But, no, nah, it is what it is.
So, a lot of thieves.
A lot of thieves.
So,
crackheads.
If you were carrying that day instead of said radio, would you have...
I'm not going to shoot someone over clothes, but...
I would have busted around
the
windshield.
I'll hit you with
it. I think radio was appropriate.
Yeah.
No, I'm only shooting somebody when I'm, like, super drunk out in the parking lot, and they're, like, talking wild shit, and I'm pulling off, and I'm...
Drunk?
Almost every day.
No?
You catch somebody every day?
Almost. Just about.
You're looking every
Sometimes
day.
Out here fighting fucking crime. Dude.
No
what
shit.
Are we
Vigil and
what are we here I'm fighting crime. Hey, what's your superhero name?
You're fixing superheroes' floors.
I don't know. Here comes the Crimson Slim. Get his ass out of here.
Oh my god. Oh,
wow.
Yo, I did have this dude I was talking to today who was all about the stock market, and he was telling me like what to invest in and shit.
At
I was like,
JCPenney, okay. Yeah, he probably is the
That's when you tell
great,
him invest
great guy
in
to listen to.
No, bro. Listen, it was funny because
bro, you gotta invest in this. And this 401 right here, bro. I'm telling you.
It was
it's
funny.
The one, bro. It's the one.
I saw this guy outside.
Well, it was funny.
Fuck it. All right. Just take all my money.
So this dude originally had me super upset because he was like, so you guys aren't going to make it, huh? And I'm like, no, this store is going to stay open. We're fine. He's like, no, you're not.
They say that about Macy's,
and I was like,
bro.
Fuck,
they
dude.
They said the same thing about Macy's. Yeah. They're going out of business. I'm like, yeah, we're going to be online only, dude. And
right.
The stores are shut.
And you're still going to need your furniture.
Right.
Said the same thing about the Titanic, guys.
Titanic.
They said the same thing about your guys' podcast, and we're still.
Whoa!
Hey, whoa!
No, they didn't. We can go out of business at any time here.
We've
okay?
always
we're running on a small budget.
We're on the ladder, buddy. We're going up. Yeah. We got fans in India.
No, Slim was our treasurer, and he spent all of our money. Over there. So
what did Slim spend the money on?
Exactly. Pussy. He took a vacation. I know that.
He took a vacation.
I had to get away. This job is very stressful.
He took a hiatus with the money.
I'm like sitting here waiting to record. I'm like, where's Slim at?
Oh, I'm at the beach.
Right.
What?
We were supposed to record tonight.
I just checked the account. It's funny.
Where did all
the
money go?
Weren't you guys recording like over FaceTime or something due to the COVID?
We were.
Yeah,
we were.
Like 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much all quarantine.
Where like a lot of the podcast people doing that same thing? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, everyone.
There's people still doing it.
Yeah,
like,
everyone.
A lot of the podcast people are still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Me and Slim, though, are in talks about getting a camera. We're trying to bring you guys digital face content.
That's what I was going to say. This could be
We're trying
really
to get
on
YouTube.
YouTube.
You just
yeah.
got
yeah.
Yeah, to get a better, like...
I mean, as long as you guys don't care about your nefarious things
we're not
being,
on
you know.
No, it'd be cool.
Yeah,
you
but
put
that
a
one
nice
time
little backdrop up.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah,
yeah
when we record, we go on Twitch. But that's live.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, you're trying to do some live shit?
No, he wants to do YouTube. Just post.
But,
yeah,
just like Joe Rogan does.
And have a channel.
But we need somebody to control the cameras.
You don't need nothing. Get a fucking tripod. Put one up here. Put one up there. And then you cut them both together.
I'll literally pay you with alcohol and weed.
Well, I would like. Cash,
I'll pay you in gum. I
know. Yeah,
just drink alcohol and smoke
weed. I'll
pay
you in attaboys all night, Ron. Good camera angle.
Right.
Natter days for Ron.
There, pat him on his back.
I would let you hit this blow up chin there on it.
All right. Let's. So there was a weekend or a weekend card.
There was a weekend.
There was a weekend, and there was a card on that weekend that had a flyweight championship on it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And. I'm just going to let you guys know right now, this man Slim has beat me 2 weeks in a row.
Mm.
He's
Eat
hot.
It.
Well,
he
beat
I mean, I've been talking all that shit. Mm. I'm not even worried. Mm. I've been telling him,
oh,
once
really?
You get out of double digits, I'm not worried. He's at 10 now.
Then why'd you say you were going to do so much research?
Oh, I'm ready for this week.
Oh,
no,
okay,
I'm blowing.
Okay.
I'm blaming
Slim's
you up this week.
Shit, dude.
I know he is.
Like, when he
oh, he's terrible.
Winning, and he starts doing good.
You know what's funny?
You're just such a shit. Bro.
Like when
it's
this
fine.
Betting shit first started, we've probably been betting.
Where's this like all of his shit?
Bro, we've probably been
like,
betting a combined like.
Not,
yeah. Me and Slim have probably been betting like a combined 20 months.
Oh, I know.
He
drunkenly
was
took
he was only winning like
sheds.
Two of these
yeah,
20 months.
That was
okay,
great.
And those 2 months that he was winning, he was acting ignorant
I'm talking every fight he won, he was getting up, doing this like stupid dance. And like Chad's like next to him, like, oh, you're losing to Slim, bro? What the fuck? Yeah. And I'm just sitting here. I was just sitting there like, okay, yeah.
What, like at the drink off?
Yeah.
Like 30 bucks.
And then you won.
Just kept throwing, like, I got five on it.
So you won like 50 off, drinking
off,
right.
Hoover's friend.
Oh, yeah.
Hoover's goofy buddy.
Right. That's funny. But, yeah, I got, damn, I got six and two fight cards up on you. Not up, but, you know.
I hate to interrupt. Yeah.
Got my deficit.
So how many beers did you end up drinking total?
19.
Yeah, you got up to 19 before he started profusely throwing up.
Because Zach left, and I was like, all right, I'm going to eat some food.
Drowning and gargling.
Yeah, that was.
On the side of the house.
Dude, I lost my voice for a week after that.
Sure you heard your vocal cords with whatever you
threw. So I think I want to challenge you before Jake does, because I want to have one win. I want to have the first
for
a second.
Oh, wow.
You're not up there yet.
I don't think Jake's going
to. You don't get a title shot. Like that. You can't just like say you want a title shot.
I think I want to do it. Yeah.
I think I'm fucking cool.
You're trying to feed me your friends. Like,
I think
where's
I'm
Jake? Is Jake already gone again?
He's going to be gone for work.
Dude, he's dating crackheads.
Guarantee he's gone.
Oh. Damn, he's dating crackheads.
Okay. All right, I got you.
I had to get it out.
He said, edit that out. This is an edit free podcast.
Yeah, no, that
this
would
is,
stay in it.
That is staying.
Right, if Jake wants to date a crackhead, let him date a crackhead.
Oh, yeah. Remember the last thing? I'm not bringing it up. But you remember the last thing I had to edit out? Remember?
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Confirmed.
That was your one.
Confirmed. But not that.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to need you to elaborate possibly in between this podcast and the next.
There you go. Let them. Okay. Let's get back to these.
Because he's like, okay.
Because I know it's bad.
Oh, it's bad.
That's like get us canceled by.
Why? Wait, what's the story? I missed it.
Huh?
All right. We'll listen.
Talk. We'll talk.
So
we'll talk. We'll
go to commercial. Right. Starting off the night, we had a heavyweight bout.
We did. It was Carlos Felipe, newcomer, going up against Sergey Spivak. So this fight went a little bit different than how I thought it would. I thought Sergey was going to try to get it to the ground off rip.
He kind of just wasn't able to, for real.
No, he's got three takedowns, but so his jab was like the tell of the story, and Carlos Felipe just like was just like getting all up in his face, and like every time he'd hit him, he'd just like no, he was like shaking his head violently. It was sweet because he was throwing bombs, but Sergey kept his cool for the first two rounds. I thought he won him. Third round came out, took him down. That was it.
Definitely, that was a 10-8 round.
Yeah,
that
to
third
be.
Round was. It was like 50 strikes to one. It was an ass beating.
That was a mauling, honestly.
Sergey Spivak now 11-2 overall, 2-2 in the UFC, and he earned his first decision victory of his career. Carlos Felipe 8-1 overall, 0-1 in the UFC. First career loss, Slim. Tough, but I mean that was a rough first fight. Sergey Spivak's pretty good.
Yeah,
he's fought like some of the best in that division
for sure.
Walt Harris. Didn't he fight Fabricio or somebody like that?
I don't think so. Tibera.
It was Tibera.
Yeah.
So Slim and I start the night 1-0. We move on to the lightweight division.
Davi Hamosh going up against Arman Saryukin.
This man Saryukin, though, I'm not even playing. Like, he'll probably be top 15 in the next year.
I'm so sick.
It right now.
I didn't put him on my parlay.
He goes hard.
I really thought Davi could like maybe pull some shit off.
Saryukin goes crazy.
This was a Saryukin show.
Hamosh is one of the best Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighters in the UFC.
Right.
And Saryukin just stifled him. He had he could not make one move on the ground.
Right.
Just everything he had, Saryukin was one step ahead. This man is a problem. Watch out for Arman Saryukin.
23 years old.
Yeah. 30-27, 29-28 for a unanimous decision victory. Arman Saryukin now 15-2 overall, 2-1 in the UFC with both of his UFC wins by decision. Davi Hamosh 10-4 overall, 10-4 overall, 4-3 in the UFC, and all four of his career losses have came by decision. Slim and I move to a clean 2-0 on the night, and we go down to the bantamweight division.
We had Malcolm Gordon taking on Amir Albazi. Do you think Malcolm Gordon is what Mighty Mouse would look like with a fuller beard?
Oh. Probably.
And a bald head.
Yeah. No, he's definitely. It's funny because he looks like Uncle Jerry, too. If he was just like a little bit.
Is right here?
No, he's black.
Oh. Kind of looks like Jerry. This
guy's he's black.
Black as night.
But anyway. We had our questions about Malcolm Gordon coming in this,
same head.
It was all Amir Albazi.
Motherfucker's head's shaped like an upside-down egg.
Dude, he, like, failed marijuana tests as he had in the UFC so far.
None.
Not as many as Jerry has for Macy's if he took that test.
Go on.
Pretty much story of this one, Amir Albazi got the takedown immediately. Kind of, well, not immediately, probably a minute and a half in, got reversed and just was going for a triangle, lost it, got slammed, and then got a triangle right back.
Crazy.
Choked him out. Crazy. 4 minutes and 42 seconds into the very first round. Amir Albazi, 13-1 overall, 1-0 in the UFC, 12 of his 13 career victories by stoppage. Malcolm Gordon, 13-3 overall, 0-1 in the UFC, and all four of his career losses have came by stoppage. And that was the first submission loss of his career. Remember, he's a black belt. He just got submitted by a purple belt. Amir Albazi, something to watch out for in the bantamweight division. We now stay in the bantamweight division. On to the next fight. Second biggest favorite on the card. Second biggest upset on the card.
Whew, this one was scary. It was Brett Johns going up against Montel Jackson. Bro, Brett Johns with the relentless takedowns and pressure. He landed eight of them things. And Montel... Eight of them things. Montel
Wait,
Jackson,
on,
though. Eight takedowns.
Eight what?
Eight takedowns.
In a
and
fight?
Yeah.
And Montel Jackson's a good
fight?
Wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eight and Montel Jackson.
Eight out of 19, though.
But that's because Brett Johns been working with Jack Shore.
Right. At Shore MMA.
Should have thought about that.
So Montel Jackson, every time it was on the feet, he was reigning.
Oh. Like, he dropped Brett Johns, what, twice?
In the first
once?
2 minutes. And I was like, okay.
And that
or no,
last...
it was the end of the first round.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, this is looking good for us because we picked Montel, didn't we?
Yeah.
And
I had him on all my... If Montel... Okay.
Oof.
I don't want to talk about it too much, but if Montel Jackson would have won this fight, I would have been up a couple grand right now, okay? So
your,
I don't want to talk... I don't want to talk about it too Ooh. Much, but yeah.
It's rough.
You just had to win, huh?
All you had to do was win. I would have been up. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Did he almost win?
No.
He
really
not
had,
at all.
I mean,
he
really haven't had a good weekend since that first
one,
dude.
Was he the guy that got the eight takedowns taken?
Like money
not,
wise.
Ooh, not
it's
a good
rough,
look.
Dude. You had that first,
not a good look.
You had that first
had
good trip. And,
who did Khabib fight when he took the guy down 21 times?
Abel Trujillo.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he do him like that?
He just kept getting
Abel
up.
Trujillo can wrestle.
He just kept letting him up?
No, he kept getting up.
Oh, he just kept getting
up? He would get to the fence and just walk his way up.
Really?
Slammed again.
Strong.
Yeah.
That's how Khabib be doing things.
But anyway, yeah, very dominant performance for Brett Johns.
Huge upset, but not even the biggest one of the night. That actually belongs to the next fight, and one that slim... Oh, hold on. Let me get a little bit more into this. Brett Johns defeated Montel Jackson, 29-28, all across the board. Montel Jackson, now 9-2 overall, 3-2 in the UFC. He suffered both of his career losses by decision. And then Brett Johns, on the other hand. Now, not even on the right thing. I suck. I don't know. I don't got his record right now. I'm not going to get too into it. Sorry. I sucked on that one.
Yeah, next one, though. Biggest upset of the night.
And Slim's just been on fire calling these. I don't know.
I don't know. It was Joe Duffy going up against Joel Alvarez. Dude, on the feet, looked pretty even. Joe Duffy went for a takedown. Joel Alvarez sunk up a guillotine. Boom, that was it. It was that quick.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Joel Alvarez is just so strong, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's
Weren't
tall.
Most of his wins by guillotine, too?
I think so. He's just so tall and lanky, he can just get an arm in there, and
right.
when he gets that arm in, it's over.
It's nuts.
Fuck, dude. If I pick the wrong card one more time.
Look at that little guy.
Allie just bringing cats in.
Where's your cat?
Yeah, you have Spyro running around this
My
thing.
My cat's with his mother.
Oh.
You guys put that thing on a leash?
Look at him.
Oh, he runs around like a wild animal.
You gonna walk
hey.
It?
No.
No.
No!
All right, this is about worst case scenario.
Oh my goodness.
God.
Is it happening? Suicidal
okay.
cat.
All right, so the real fight we should be asking
Jesus
right now. Spyro versus that guy.
That's not Spyro.
I know.
That was
Spyro
so
versus
bad.
That guy.
No, Spyro would be attacking.
What's that cat's name?
Really?
Leo?
What kind of cat is Spyro?
So Spyro versus Leo. Three rounds.
He's a tuxedo cat, though.
What does that mean?
He's got white claws, white chest, looks like he's wearing a tuxedo. He goes hard.
Spyro kills people.
Yeah.
Does he?
People.
Like he, bro.
What's up with you having wild animals that hurt people?
He has a dog that barks.
What's up with that?
My two dogs.
Or no, he has a cat that barks. Excuse me.
He has two dogs that bit everybody growing up.
This one dog was really nice.
So cute.
Yeah, Miko was cool.
Bella, though.
I think Miko was.
She's knocking your head off.
Yeah. I remember your mom used to bring him to the game, dude, and that dog would just be laying on your mom's lap. And that dog was like 100 pounds, probably 100 pounds plus.
I think Miko was the
like
orchestrator.
The biggest dog ever. Just sitting
and he made like Bella, like, hey, go do that.
Yeah,
and he
right.
He just sat Damn. Back, like,
he was
oh,
low key scheming.
He was the boss. He was like, you go do it.
That's what
my
cat
have to.
I'm still raising my cat to fight. Monty's cat.
Hello. You got a long way. Hey, you got a
Have
couple
you seen
years.
My cat, dude?
Monty's no. name's like Ronnie's cat's the size of your fucking beer can, dude.
It's pretty small, dude.
Long
hey,
way.
He can fight Leo.
He can
fight
my cat versus that. I have to fight that first.
Oh my god. Let me just
What's up with Ronnie just won title shots out the gate?
We're trying to get like
Slim called the biggest upset on the card. Joel Alvarez defeated Joseph Duffy 2 minutes and 25 seconds into the very first round.
Yeah,
how do you do that? Head kick?
Guillotine choke. Joel Alvarez, 17 wins, 2 losses.
The other one's good.
2 wins. I'm sorry, that's overall. 2 wins. One loss in the UFC. He's earned all 17 career of his victory, or I'm sorry, all 17 of his career victories by stoppage, with 15 of those being by submission. Joe Duffy, 16-5 overall, 4-4 in the UFC, and his 3 fight losing streak is the longest of his career. He also hung it up after this.
Yeah.
Allie, if you don't get up out of here, god damn, get the fuck out of here.
Damn, rude. All right,
next
but yeah,
fight Allie versus Andrew.
Yeah.
Joe Duffy hit the bricks.
Yeah, he quit.
Moving
on.
Say that. He retired.
He retired.
So now,
quitting if you lose three.
Interesting stat. Conor McGregor now the only Irishman in the UFC right now.
Is that true?
No. Yep. Joe Duffy was the other one.
This is totally not UFC related or MMA related, but there's only one left-handed quarterback in the NFL.
Tua?
Yes. Hmm. And before that, it was some guy from like 2004.
Not that many left-handed
fucking
quarterbacks.
No, there was fucking none for like.
So you're hollering.
Who's hollering?
Slim.
Yeah, I'm
Who
sure.
Else?
There's so many in the UFC.
Reese McKee coming in the UFC.
The
oh, he's
Sean
from
O'Malley.
Northern Ireland.
Hmm.
Who would you say his best American fighter is?
There's a man out there named John Jones.
Oh, the Bone Collector. I was thinking that dude from Cleveland, bro.
Steep.
Yeah.
Steep. Shout out Crooks.
What's going to happen to Steep and Cormier?
I don't follow the fight.
It's a long way away.
How
are you guys feel
month.
About that?
I don't know. Cormier said he's going to wrestle him to death. So
that's his best shot.
That is his only shot.
But
I think.
What, if
no,
he hits him, what if he hits him in the eye? His eye's not good. Is that true?
It didn't happen in the second fight.
Who do you think that is, Bisping?
No, but that's what I've heard is his eyes hurt. Steve like is? That's why he hasn't been fought in a while.
Yeah, he's it was. Cool. But I think cool. I think he's good now.
Yeah, that's good.
Because he was getting poked to death in the first
he's
fight.
By Cormier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was Jeff Hughes, but
big shout out, Jeff Hughes.
My man.
All right, good God. Can we get through this?
So
moving on to the 150-pound division.
Sorry.
Or catchweight fight. We had Grant Dawson going against Nad Nirimani. This man, Grant Dawson's wrestling goes crazy.
Dude, that should have been the biggest favorite on the card. Not going to lie.
I don't know. Nad Nirimani is with like, what's Uriah in them? I'm
Alpha male?
Right now? Alpha male, yeah. So you think he can wrestle, but he got his shit kicked. Grant Dawson defeated him 30-26, 20, weird cards, 30-26, 30-27, 29-27. Grant Dawson is
Did
you
get a point taken away? How'd that happen?
I think they had one of them 20 or a 10-8 round
what?
For Dawson. Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Not my business. Grant Dawson, 16-1 overall.
Take that blunt so bad.
Nad Nirimani, 12-4 overall. We now move to the featured preliminary bout and another Swedish prospect.
Yes.
We don't only have Chimaev. We now got Dolije. Or wait, is Dolije at a... he's out of Georgia. My bad, I'm fried.
Yeah, but I think he trains in Sweden.
he does, but...
Wait, where's he from?
Georgia.
Georgia. Like
the country.
Oh.
Not the state.
Like
not the state, no.
You thought this guy was Sweden?
Where in the world is that
from
located?
From Atlanta,
Georgia?
It's like by
it's
Serbia,
European.
I think.
Yeah, it's European as fuck.
Georgia.
Georgia, yeah. Just like the state.
Right, yeah. But not the state, the country.
Nope, right. Yeah, the country, right.
But anyway, this man, Roman Dolije, oh my God, he was coming in cocky and flashy.
I told you guys, it's literally what I said was going to happen last week. He uses his striking to get into his ground and pound.
Well, he didn't need that. He because didn't do he that, threw...
but he did that at first, and then once they broke...
Dude, he threw the meanest head kick. It actually landed knee to chin before his leg could even extend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Ibrahimov was basically going into it.
Like, he threw a like a head kick.
And his knee.
But actually,
guy,
like,
and
the dude
was, like, going in for a takedown. So and he just, was going so he in like, for the takedown. Just, he just like got home. Like, he hit himself. He leaned into it.
It was like a knee, though. Like, the
but, yeah, he caught
him,
the knee.
Him in the face.
He was going to kick him, but dude was coming in, so he hit him with the knee.
Yeah, it was nasty.
So, Ibrahimov, he's now 0-3. I think he's got some work to do.
I think so, too.
I think maybe go back to M1.
Well, these are his only three losses, isn't it? In the UFC?
Yeah, maybe? But
yeah.
He's gotten but stopped dude, every time.
Another card, another heavy, light heavyweight prospect.
Roman Delije is... And he said he ain't even into this shit. He don't even really fuck with fighting. Like, his family is like... His dad's like a famous politician. His sister's like a famous doctor.
Right.
In Georgia, whatever that means. But...
Yeah. The country.
Like, he was just like... Yeah, the country. He was just like, fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't about to be some shit like that. I'm about to be a famous fighter. And it's working out for him.
Yeah.
But he said that ain't even like his main thing that he fucks with.
Well, I think he should.
I think Roman Dulli...
He got good notice from that.
He beat Kadys Ibrahimov 4 minutes, 15 seconds into the very first round. And Ibrahimov now 8-3 overall, 0-3 in the UFC. First time he was knocked out, his other two losses were by submission. Dolije now 7-0 overall, 1-0 in the UFC. All seven career victories by stoppage.
Ugh. Oof. 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 All right,
that's a bad boy. Moving on to the main card.
We had Alejandro Pantoja going against Askar Askarov.
Hey,
man.
Speaking of bad man,
dude.
First off, how did we not know that Askar Askarov's deaf?
85% deaf.
Why is there a percentage on it though?
I don't know.
He's 80. What? He's like 87.3%.
Like if you're like right up next to him, probably. Maybe a little bit.
Or is it certain sounds?
Could
I don't
be.
Know.
It
but
could
he
be
can't
a frequency
hear his
thing.
Corner.
But yeah, so he's just in there going like he's just going with the motions, like what he thinks he should do.
That's kind of badass.
Yeah,
hey,
but
this
dude,
man, I don't know how big your corner is.
He doesn't give a fuck
you,
about fighting without
badass.
A crowd.
This dude Ron said, I don't know how big your corner is for you. So imagine just
big.
Like some
unless you're Mike Perry.
Imagine if you're like fighting, right? Do you want like
oh yeah, your corner
in your
some
corner,
shit that you're
do you
be
want
seeing,
like
and they're kind of like coaching you? Yeah, yeah, I know what they be yelling.
Okay. Good input from Ron there.
Fighting's cool.
Fighting's super cool. Askar.
Would you put your girl in your corner?
Well, I don't.
If you had a girl,
like
you
had a girl.
Would you put her in your corner?
No.
No.
Mike Perry
did it.
Yeah.
I feel like if I lose, I'm beating
like
he her ass afterwards.
I'd be like, he got lucky.
I'm
going to
Johnny
that.
Manziel the fuck out of her on
like
the
if
way
he could,
home.
If he
would
have lost, I would have been like, yeah, that's what you get
don't
for
that.
Not having a
you know what's crazy, though? He's actually had his girlfriend in his corner before.
But with other coaches.
But with a different girlfriend, too. And other coaches.
Is
break
that,
his freaking leg! Break his freaking leg!
Is that his thing?
This is a real thing.
That's his girl's thing. His ex-girl's thing. Which shout out to the Platinum Princess over Latori.
You can't call her that anymore.
I don't.
Is she,
that's still her Instagram handle.
The hot. Platinum
it's
Princess.
It's not like Latori took up the Platinum Princess.
She's the Platinum Queen.
She's the Platinum Sugar Honey Iced Tea. What's her nickname?
Chocolate Peanut Butter Chocolate Chip Cup.
Get her out of here.
Whoa!
Not fucking Sunday with it. Askar Askarov defeated Alexandre Pantoja. 29-28 all across the board.
Oh, but by the way, that first round, Pantoja, I don't even know how many submission attempts he went for, but man, he was attacking.
Golly.
That shit was nuts. You know?
Yep.
Okay, so if you're keeping score at home for the listener, I did a pick six parlay, and I'm currently 4 wins right now. This was my 5th.
I don't
going
think
on.
You called out this parlay
is
on your joint.
What?
You didn't call that parlay out on the podcast.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying, like, for the listener, I'm at home losing my shit because I just got 4 fights in a row, right? And now on to the 5th one. It was Ariana Lipsky going up against Luana Carolina.
Carolina,
why did we not pick the Queen of Violence, bro?
Because Luana Carolina has just looked, like, super good so far.
I know, but this was, like, the weirdest submission I've ever seen in my life.
Right down the door.
They go for a scramble, get taken down. Luana looks like she's going for like a banana split knee bar type deal, like a figure four. And Lipsky just says, oh, is that your leg? Yokes that bitch up to the sky. And, dude, Luana's knee bent back the other way. Oh, shit. That shit was disgusting. Monty.
Sorry. Her knee bent back the other way?
Yeah. Like from she completely took a step, completely she stretched kick. Out. She just yanked her knee, like, and it was bent like that. It was disgusting.
Fight stopped immediately.
Oh, yeah. She was just, like, screaming, you know, like,
I feel,
ah!
Yeah, completely
dumb. I feel pretty dumb about this because, I mean, I figured, like, this would be the case. But last night, me and her were talking about this UFC shit. And, I mean, I would figure, like, once he said it, it's like, yeah, that does make sense. But, like, right after those fights, like, I was like, I kind of thought these guys win and they go out fucking raging. Like, dude, I just fucking won.
They usually do.
Sometimes if they're not hurt, though, don't they?
Well, pre-corona,
they
used to.
They almost have to go to the hospital after every fight. Just
depends
to make
on how
sure.
bad you got whoops.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah.
So it's all up to the fighter.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, if they have a 5-round, 25-minute war,
Tony Ferguson.
That's what I'm saying.
After
like if you go out there and whoop dude up,
they're
not going to that
yeah,
for
hospital.
Nate Diaz every time he fights,
like in a UFC, like.
Cowboy after fighting Connor, hospital.
Like
Connor after fighting Cowboy,
that night,
party.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, if you don't get touched, you're absolutely fine.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I did.
But how, like, people
but
don't
if
have
you
to
take
hospital,
some
no,
damage,
I did.
Then yeah. you're going to
but
the hospital.
They make
you
go to the hospital.
But he told me about that. He's like, they go straight to the hospital after those fights.
I saw, I forget who it was. I feel like it was Poirier, some guy he fought. They were in the same room, hospital bed, thumbs up.
Dan Hooker,
just kicked the shit at each other, and, you know, we're in the hospital now because we're hurt.
Yeah, Slim and I fucked up on that one. We told you to pound the Luana. Well, Slim did. I'm not going to take credit for that one.
I did.
Slim said pound the Luana Carolina money line. She got submitted in 1 minute and 28 seconds into the very first round.
Yikes.
Impressive.
We both picked her, though.
Okay.
Because Ron's not going to be laughing. I'm like,
Lipsky is now 13-5 overall, 2-2 in the UFC. 13 of her, I'm sorry, 9 of her 13 career victories by stoppage. And Slim, that submission at 1 minute and 28 seconds in the very first round was the second fastest stoppage in UFC women's flyweight history behind Veronica Macedo's 69-second submission at UFC on ESPN Plus.
Okay.
14. Slim and I off to a rough start on the main card. Gets a little bit better for Slim here. This is the one that cut his deficit down to 10.
It was
an impressive performance.
Yeah, it was Mark D. Casey going up against Rafael Fazayev. Man, oh man, if you are the striking coach for Tiger Muay Thai, you better know some strikes. And this dude was pulling matrix moves. Like shit that I've never seen before. A head kick would get thrown at him and he would just like standing, bend back like almost 90 degree angle and just bounce right back and throw another kick. Like,
bro, I think I've seen that.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I think he used to do that like back that in like
he was like
Cage Warriors.
It's probably on ESPN.
Like,
that shit was crazy.
Actually, it might have been like Ryzen or something.
He likes doing that.
Oh yeah. So Rafael Fazayev completely dominating Mark D. Casey. The kicks he was throwing at the body just sounded like a baseball bat breaking through wood. Like it was brutal to watch. But props to Mark. He stayed in there. He ate them all up.
DKC, you already know what he's about.
Went the distance?
Yeah. He just couldn't He just couldn't get on his streak.
Okay, also, give you guys a little insight.
Thank you.
So I bet like $210, to be exact, on these fights. And missed on all my parlays. Like I said, I was a Montel Jackson win away from a couple grand. Rough night. The only salvation I had was I did call that this was going to be fight of the night. I got $170 off this one.
Nice.
So I salvaged a little bit of my money back.
That's good.
Off calling this as fight of the night. I knew this matchup was going to be fire on the feet. Mm. And I totally forgot that Fazayev's the coach at Tiger Muay Thai, of all places. Like, what the fuck? Kickboxing coach. Like, stop it.
That man's performance was great. All right. On to the co-main event.
Yeah. On to the co-main event of the evening. And
man.
Bro, what was going on?
I don't know.
What was going on this night?
I don't know. So it was Jack the Joker Manson going up against Kelvin Gastelum. Number 6 versus number 7. So Kelvin, like we said, coming off that stinker versus Darren Till. Jack Hermanson, though, coming off a loss to Jerry Kananier. So both fighters jockeying for that top spot. Dude, Kelvin just did not look like himself.
Not at all.
So
I mean, actually, he did good. He
looked okay.
They went
first.
Out there. They got into a clinch. Hermanson went to slam Gastelum.
Well, Gastelum
and Gastelum just did a beautiful job of using Hermanson's momentum against him and slammed him and got on top.
That was sick.
So he got him. He got on top. He starts trying to work his game. Decides it's not working with Hermanson on top. Goes to get off of him. Gets his leg caught by Jack Hermanson, and this man pulled off a heel hook.
Ugh. Can't believe it. Kelvin should have just done everything in his power to get out of there, and he hung around way too long.
He had a moment where he could have kicked off, and he didn't.
So I saw someone tweet after this that the Gastelum Adesanya fight has aged like milk.
Mm.
Oh,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's still one of the best fights.
But we've now seen Kelvin. Now Kelvin's on a 3-fight losing streak.
It's hard to believe. Dude.
What the hell happens to him now? He's got some.
He's just going to have to. What if he becomes the gatekeeper of the middleweight division?
Oh,
one of those
he's
guys.
He's only, like, what, 28?
Yeah.
I think he's too young for that, but I
he
think.
He could be, though.
I think he's got a lot to, you know, figure
out. Or maybe
out.
He makes a renaissance. You don't know. Maybe
you think he goes back to 170 with a nutritionist like or something?
Yeah, something like that, maybe.
I think he's having great fights with, like, Colby and Masvidal and shit.
Yeah, I'd dig that.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see what's next for Kelvin Gastelum. Jack the Joker Manson pretty much laying out exactly how he wants the middleweight division to go. He said Adesanya Costa. He said he'll fight the winner of Till versus Whitaker. And then Kananier probably gets the next title shot regardless.
Basically called all of his shots.
I like it.
So Jack Hermanson now 21-5 overall, 8-3 in the UFC with 17 of his 21 career victories by stoppage. Kelvin Gastelum now 15-6 overall, 10-6 in the UFC. He's 4-4 with one no contest since he went up to the middleweight division in 2016. And closer?
Yeah, you're good now.
And he's suffered both of his career stoppage losses by submission.
Cool.
So now for the main event of the evening.
Yeah, it was Davidson Figueiredo running it back with Joby, Joseph Benavidez.
Don't act like he's Joby.
Joby.
He can't just steal Joby like that.
Right. Dude, this was probably the most dominant title performance I've ever seen in my life.
Very. I mean, 4 minutes and 48 seconds.
And he got
the first
three
round.
Knockdowns.
Three knockdowns, and at no point was Joseph Benavidez making any type of progress.
Somehow Joe landed 22 shots. Like, I don't even remember that happening for him. But he got knocked down three times. He had Figueiredo had four submission attempts. Bro, insane. Yep. Did you know this man, Figueiredo, is a sushi chef and a women's hairstylist?
Hey, what?
Yeah, facts.
True Renaissance man.
Man's hands go crazy.
Right.
hey, listen. let's get to the hard stuff first. Benavidez, first fighter in UFC history to go 0-4 in championship fights.
Ouchies.
Boom.
Ooh,
no.
Easy
round. No.
You got the four championship fights.
We're not on the Joe B slander.
that was actually the first time he's ever been submitted in his career. Like nonetheless, Davidson Figueiredo, six stoppage victories
champion
in the UFC flyweight division, which is tied for second most in divisional history behind Demetrius Johnson, 7. He's right there.
Wow. So what does this mean for Benavidez?
I
kind of want him to hang it up for real.
I do too. He's done everything. But he's got to get. Maybe he just wants to get like another good one in.
Go off on a win.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
But he has to know it's about time to hang it up soon.
Yeah, I mean, Figueiredo is just so good, dude. He's gonna hold that belt for a long time. I want to see Figueiredo versus Pereira Moreno next.
Yeah, and Moreno called it.
I want to see that so bad. Didn't Figueiredo beat Moreno?
Yeah, already.
I want to see that rematch so bad.
I agree. Well, that was UFC Fight Night. UFC Fight Night 172.
Fight Island 3.
And UFC on ESPN Plus 30. Whatever. Shit's got too many names.
Yeah, I thought
bro.
That shit was outside.
Yeah, everybody did. They fought on Fight Island. Bro. Like, they fought on that shit last year.
Outside like that?
No. Just on Fight Island.
I'm just saying, dude. Opinion, if it was outside, like, the on the beach, promoter. How they, like, portrayed it, I'm like, bro, this is
there
fucking
is.
Badass.
Yeah. I mean, he's the greatest at putting fights, things
like.
Together.
Right. That's why all the UFC fans, Dana White's like, I'm going to announce it.
Yeah.
It's Yaz Island. And, like, everybody was like, ooh. But, UFC fans were like.
Right.
Because all you gotta do is Google that shit and find out it's right there. And
Khabib fought Dustin Poirier there last year.
And he just looks at everybody like, "Hey, you're gonna love it."
No, ever been outside? Not in the UFC. Never. There have been like MMA fights outside.
Dude, that'd be sweet if they did shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
but they wouldn't be able to keep sand off the mat from the wind and things like that. Right? You can't
do a lot of shit with that.
That'd be cool. It's but Dane always thinks that it's
going to
rain.
Just to give you guys a little rundown of our records going into the predictions for this weekend's card. I have 138 wins, 78 losses, one draw. I went 6-6 on that card. Rough. Slim, 128 wins, 88 losses, one draw. He went 8-4. Slim's on fire right now. And right now he's down to 10.
I want to be happy.
At one point, he was at 16. He's down to 10. So
fuck off.
Slim's fighting back.
You talked a lot of
Listen,
shit.
I did. We're about to run down this 15-fight fucking crazy send-off from Fight Island. I told you guys the card 2 weeks ago broke the record for the most fight time in UFC history. Well, this one's probably going to break it because this is going to be the UFC card with the most fights on it 15 ever.
15 fights?
15
fights. Bro, this shit starts at 5? That's not going to be over till midnight.
Yeah. Damn. It's about to go crazy. We're going to get into it real quick for you guys.
Never mind.
Yep, other than that.
I think I was in love once. We'll talk to you guys
really?
In a second.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
Another little beat with a dollar sign.
That was by Nonsense?
Nonsense, yeah. You know, you feel me. I'm out
so
here.
So Nonsense has a cent sign, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that goes hard.
Nonsense. Like,
yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
So is it just non and then the cent sign?
No, it's N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. The, C, the C is the cent sign. Yeah, okay, you see me?
Yeah, I got
some patterns in my...
I feel I like that.
I'm out here.
I can fuck with that for sure. I can get down with that.
Hieroglyphic. Yeah, we got a card coming up. Probably one of the best ones of the year so far, honestly.
I just don't understand how they really put together 15 fights in one night.
Dude, it's awesome.
Like, was Dana White fried when he did this?
He does partake.
Probably.
Yes.
Probably dumb fried.
He's so what's he going to do after Fight Islands then? He's just going to come back to the States?
They're going back
Americans
to the Apex.
Fight?
Back to Vegas.
Go right, back to Vegas.
With the smallest cage.
So yeah.
Small cage.
Yep.
Stipe's going to fight in that small cage.
Stipe's going to be... I don't think you can do that. That's not fair.
They did heavyweights.
You don't put those heavyweights in there. Just let them just...
For the trilogy. Because Cormier, that only helps his game plan. Because he's going
to
be getting in there with
trying
the takedowns.
For sure. But Stipe, he's not like weak when it comes to defensive takedowns.
No, he's a good wrestler.
Yeah, he's not. But Daniel definitely holds the advantage.
For sure.
He saves the ends last.
It'll be good, though. I just hope it's not as... Probably shouldn't say this on your shit, but boring as Kamaru Usman's fight.
That's what you get with a Kamaru Usman
boring.
Fight.
Probably it won't be as boring as that. That's for sure.
No. Oh my God, the odds on these fights, dude.
I know. Well, let's get into them because we got 15 of them. So let's get into the official ANA MMA preview for UFC on ESPN 14. You can catch this, the prelims and the main card, both on ESPN. Not going to have to change the channel. Everything's for free.
Yep.
Let's get into the first fight of the night, starting in the bantamweight division and two prospects.
We have Nathaniel Wood going up against John Castaneda.
Good job. Cool. You killed that.
His nickname is Sexy Mexi.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
Nathaniel, the prospect, Wood, 26 years old. John Castaneda, 28. It'll be Castaneda with a 1-inch height advantage and a 1-inch reach advantage. He fights out of Mankato Martial Arts, and Nathaniel Wood fighting out of GB Top Team. What do you got on their records and recent form, Slim?
Nathaniel Wood, 16-4 overall, 3-1 in the UFC. John Castaneda, 17-4 overall, making his debut. He is coming in on 16 days notice to take this fight, and he's been out for over 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Like, what were you doing at that time? Nathaniel Wood coming off his first loss in the UFC to John Dodson.
You don't know what that man was going through?
I don't know.
Kinda,
I guess
what were you doing in those 16 months?
Yeah, it's where you can just be like, oh, 10 days? Yeah, I'm in there.
UFC.
Right, I guess. All right, anyway. Like I said, Nathaniel Wood coming off that loss to John Dodson. Castaneda, though, he just got an arm triangle choke in his last fight, and that was in Combate. But he was on two L's before that.
Yeah, so Nathaniel Wood.
He fought Matt Brown twice? Back in 2014?
Not that Matt Brown.
Okay.
Not that Matt Brown.
All right.
Totally different Matt Brown.
Okay.
Nathaniel Wood should have a significant striking and grappling advantage in this one. I'm going with the prospect. Give me Nathaniel Wood.
Same.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with the -455 favorite. Literally. Over the +320 underdog, John Castaneda. We move now from the bantamweight division up to the welterweight division.
Yeah, we have Ramazan Emiev going up against Niklas Stolze.
Yeah, Niklas Stolze. So when you watch this guy, striking delight. It's going to be a battle right here because Ramazan Emiev has not disappointed so far in his UFC career. And also this Niklas Stolze dude, he's got like this thing, he wears a green mask.
Green mask.
And that's his nickname. Like he comes out to his fights wearing a green mask. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that whole thing's about, but
gotta be different, man.
Anyways, Ramazan Goretz Amiv, 33 years old. Niklas Stolze, 27 years old. And Stolze will have the 2-inch height advantage. What do you got on their records and recent form, Slim?
Emiev, 18-4 overall, 3-1 in the UFC. He is coming off his first ever loss in the UFC to Antonio Rocco Martin.
Yeah.
But he was on a 3-fight decision streak before that. Stolze, however, 12-3 overall, making his debut. He's on a nice 4-fight win streak right now. 3 finishes in those, 2 chokes, 1 finish by punches, and a unanimous decision back last year.
Yeah, so Stolze, when I watched the tape on him, the kid's really impressive.
Damn, he's also been out 15 months.
He's got really good striking, but if this goes to the ground, he is going to get controlled all 3 rounds, and that's what I think Ramazan Emiev is going to do. Give me Ramazan Emiev in this one.
Same.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're going with the second biggest favorite on this card. We're both going with Ramazan Emiev to defeat Niklas Stolze. We move now from the welterweight division down to the women's bantamweight division.
This one is definitely a fight.
Slim's not excited about it. Betch Kraya.
Going up against Penny Kinzad.
Bro, Betch Kraya is not 37 out here anymore.
Wild.
Wow. I did not know she was 37.
Yeah, Kinzad is 9 years younger.
Mom age. Looking at the tail of the tape, Penny Banzai Kinzad, 28 years old. Betch Kraya, 37 years old. It'll be Kinzad with a 2-inch height advantage and a 4-inch reach advantage. What do you got on there? Oh, and Betch Kraya is ranked number 13 right now.
She is.
Penny Kinzad trying to get that ranked spot. What do you got on the records in recent form, Slim?
Betch Kraya, is 11-4-1 overall, 5-4-1 in the UFC. Panny Kinzad.
Can you say that one more time?
Ka.
Bashka.
Kinzad, 12-5 overall. 1-2 in the UFC right now. Bechka.
Oh. Ooh, it gets nastier every time.
She just got a unanimous decision win over Sarge Eubanks, but she was on a weird, like, she was 1-4-1 in her last six.
Who's this?
Bechka. Panny Kinzad, however, she is coming off a win over Jessie Rose Clark. That is a pretty big one.
Yeah.
That was back in November of last year. She lost to Julia Vila, but... oh, she was on the Ultimate Fighter. I didn't know that. Okay.
So if this fight does go to the ground, big advantage for Panny Kinzad. She has the better wrestling. She has 100% takedown defense. I don't think Betch Correa will be able to get this one down to the ground. And Panny Kinzad's also a good striker. She has a better strike differential. Give me Panny Kinzad in this one.
Same.
A&A MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with the... Where's the odds on this one? Panny Kinzad is the minus 155 favorite over the plus 125 Betch Correa.
Hmm? What are you saying?
What's up, Ron?
Ron?
I think he's calling you out.
Nobody heard anything he just said.
I can't say that girl's name, though.
Betch Correa.
Correa.
Oh, man.
I just... Yeah, Slim sounds like a crow.
Sounds like what's that thing from
Ice Age, the last melon.
No, man. What was that cartoon as kids? Jimmy Neutron? Oh. Mrs. Fowler? Yeah, that's what he sounded like.
Right.
Well, why don't you pass in your test?
Ooh, he sounds
that
terrible.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Like, you got teachers sounded like that.
That was a deep memory I didn't know I still had.
That sounded like spot on.
That's
that
suppressed.
Brought back some,
that Girl! Brought, What was her thing? She just went like,
Mrs. Yeah, she was like, Miss Fowl, because she was like a bird.
Nailed that, bro.
Yeah, he's got some fire impressions.
That was really good. Like, that made me have, like,
put me on the stand-up stage.
Okay, we move now from the women's bantamweight division up to the heavyweight division.
Yeah, we have Rafael Pessoa, who has a win over the baddest man on the planet.
Jeff Hughes.
Yes.
El Jefe.
And he's going up against Tanner Bowser.
El Jefe. Sorry.
Wasn't this fight supposed to be a while ago? Or did it, is Tanner Bowser stepping in short notice? That's what it is, right?
Tanner Bowser fought Felipe Lins.
Oh, yeah. Tanner Bowser stepping in on 10 days notice.
But, yep. Looking at the tail of the tape, Rafael Pessoa, 31 years old. Tanner, the bulldozer. Bowser, 28. Pessoa will have the 1-inch height advantage and the 2.5-inch reach advantage. What do you got on their records and recent form, Slim? And so, they got a common opponent. Slim.
Yeah, Rafael Pessoa, 10-1 overall.
Sounds like someone
one.
Just stole Ronnie's car.
My car sounds a lot better than that. I got turbos in it now.
Turbos?
Oh, okay, nice.
In the roller?
Louder and cheaper than that.
Yes. Peace.
First
no,
off.
No, Ron. Yeah, right.
Has there been a walk-off?
There's never been a walk-off. Don't be the first one either.
Oh.
Nobody's Jeff Hughes could have. Hey, listen, one time this dude,
big table to flip.
We invited this fighter to come be interviewed, right? Slim gave him the address. He gave him the address to whatever that was in Pennsylvania. This dude drove to Pennsylvania and hit us up like, yo, I think I'm here. Call Slim.
To
like,
be fair, he
Slim's
lives
like,
in Youngstown.
Slim's like, I live in, or
so
Slim's
a
like,
shorter
I,
drive.
Slim's like, I'm in the middle of the street, bro. Like, I don't see you, dude. Yeah, they figured it out. Dude's in Pennsylvania.
Did he still show up to the show?
He did.
Came.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. Wow. Like, fuck these
guys. He got in his Oldsmobile and drove all the way.
And our one UFC fighter we had on here, Slim was having stupid, dumb technical difficulties. Couldn't get the shit started for like. And he was just cool as fuck. He was just chilling. Like, yeah, no.
That was like an hour.
I think fighters are the coolest athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
and it's so funny.
Most down to earth. More, you know, probably maybe soccer players are second.
What no, were soccer even players douche are douchebags,
bro.
Dude.
Think? Fuck them guys.
Compared to
who?
Have you seen their hair? Compared to, okay. Okay, maybe spray tan? Okay, so second basketball, maybe.
Yeah.
Basketball is probably
Are we
cool.
talking douche? No.
The coolest athletes that you'd want to sit down and chill with. I'd say fighters.
I'm chilling with the tribe, man.
Probably. Basketball, baseball, you know, you've got tennis, lacrosse, all those things are at the bottom. Those are like kind of.
What about football players?
I'd probably chop
football
it up.
Players are probably in the
I'd probably chop
after,
it up with
like,
Odell. I'm not even gonna lie.
Nah, dude, I'm no, I'm chopping with Hollywood, bro. My man Higgins.
No, Odell's getting us bitches.
Me and Higgins are kicking it. You and does cocaine, so I chill though, Dylan.
You and
he does.
Spoiler.
I don't want to get
you and you and Rashard Higgins do kick it.
Yeah, we play Xbox all the time.
Really?
Yep.
Legit?
Yeah.
Ron that's dope.
Plays him and this guy from because he went to
Colorado State.
Yeah.
Send him my gamer tag. I got OG Mako on Xbox.
Good lord.
Yeah. Nice. Never played with him though.
I am going with
no. We didn't even talk about nothing. So Tanner Boser holds all significant strike advantages except for absorb per minute. I don't even talk about the records. It doesn't matter. Tanner Boser is coming off a win. Like we said, what was that? Like how many days ago? 28 days.
28, yeah.
Just a month ago. And they both lost to Cyril Gane. That was their common opponent.
When you look at the striking differential, Tanner Boser plus 1.1, Rafael Pessoa negative 0.1. And this one's going to take place on the feet mostly. Give me Tanner Boser in this one.
You know what? You beat Jeff Hughes, you're the fucking man. I'm going Pessoa.
Ooh, I do feel that, because if you beat Jeff Hughes, you're the man. ANA MMA, first disagreement of the night. Slim's going with Rafael Pessoa. I'm going with Tanner Boser. We move now down to the featherweight division. We go... Slim, go ahead.
Oh, this one's going to be a banger. It's...
this one's about to go crazy.
Mobsar Evloev going up against Mike Grundy.
This dude's on fire tonight, dude.
Woo!
What's going on out there? Fire?
Literal fire. But it's controlled.
Oh, I was about to say,
it's
like...
controlled
fire. Like, oh! I just start gathering up shit, like...
on fire, guys.
It was...
Just start gathering shit up.
Was so hot.
Okay.
What?
So the studio was
on fire.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Looking at the tail of the tape, Evloev, 26, Grundy, 33. Right. Both men are 5'7", and Mavsar Evloev has a half-inch reach advantage. What do you got on their records and recent form, Slim?
Evloev is 12-0 overall, 2-0 in the UFC. Grundy, 12-1, perfect 1-0 in the UFC so far. Evloev. Obviously, he's undefeated, but he won both his UFC fights by unanimous decision. Mike Grundy, however, is coming off a win over Nad Nirmani, where he got it done by a finish in the second round. A lot of finishes for this guy. His only loss was 5 years ago.
To, who was
Damian
it?
Damian Stasiak.
Stasiak,
yeah.
Which is a trash loss. I'm not even gonna lie.
Well, he got better.
Who, Stasiak?
No, Grundy.
Oh, Grundy.
10 or 13.
Like 13, yeah.
Within the last 5 years, that was the last time he lost.
Last time he lost was 5 years ago. Yeah. Oh, since then? Oh no. He's
King,
he's had
grinder
like,
if you want it.
He's had like 9 wins since then.
Yeah, so 9 wins ago.
Yeah.
Here's just
which is pretty good stat.
Actually.
So looking at this one, so most of Mike Grundy's wins are actually by submission.
Oh yeah.
Both these guys, though, have a 33% takedown accuracy, but Mike Grundy has never been taken down in his UFC career.
No.
100% defense.
And Evloev is a great wrestler, so we're going to see that put to the test for sure.
Right.
Evloev, actually, in his two UFC fights, has averaged 4.5 takedowns per 15 minutes.
Here's a cool stat for all you betting gamblers out there.
Betting gamblers.
Yep. Evloev has seen round 3 in his last 5 fights.
Yeah, I do think this one's for sure going the distance. I just think Evloev's going to have a little bit more production on the feet. If it goes to the ground, it's going to be very evenly matched. Mike Grundy will have the submission advantage, but Mavsar Evloev will have the wrestling advantage. I think that's going to cancel each other out. Give me the striking advantage for Mavsar Evloev. That's who I'm picking.
I'm taking Mike Grundy.
ANA MMA going to disagree. Is that 2 fights in a row?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Ooh. Slim's going with. The where's the odds on this? Plus 170 underdog, Mike Grundy. I'm going with the minus 215 favorite, Mavsar Evloev.
Ooh. What was the Boser Pessoa? Boser is a big favorite. Well, okay.
Boser is the minus 280. Pessoa is plus 215.
Nice. All right, on to the next one. We got Jake the Prototype Collier going up against Tom Aspinall.
Yeah, so we haven't seen Collier since 2017. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, 2 years and 8 months.
I think he got hit with like some steroid shit or something. I don't know.
Ooh, that's a long time.
That's why they call him the Prototype, motherfucker, because they're giving you steroids.
The $1 million man.
And Tom Aspinall. I'm pretty sure that's Darren Till's main training partner.
He trains with Darren Till and Mike Grundy. All of Aspinall's wins have come in round number 1.
Making his UFC debut, and I'm pretty sure his dad is like the jiu-jitsu coach at Team Cowban or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So expect him to have good jujitsu. Tom Aspinall, 27. Jake Collier, 31. Aspinall will have the 2-inch height advantage. What do you got on the records in recent form, Slim?
So Jake Collier, 11-4 overall, 3-3 in the UFC. Tom Aspinall, 7-2 overall, making his UFC debut. Aspinall is actually on a 3-fight winning streak right now. All three finishes in round one. Oh, it's nasty. Jake Collier, however, he's coming off a win over Marcel Fortuna.
Hey, how'd he lose his DQ, Aspinall?
DQ. I don't even see a DQ on his record.
Well, maybe I'm tripping.
He's got two L's, one to a heel hook and one to an illegal elbow, sorry. A 12-6 elbow.
Ah.
Collier, he had a loss to, he's a loss to Devin Clark, Donnie Yang, and Vitor Miranda.
So he struggles.
Damn, that was like 6 years ago. He's been in the UFC for a minute.
Yeah. But those are good grapplers, which we know Aspinall is going to be. He has his black belt under his dad, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Aspinall on this one.
Same.
ANA MMA going to agree. We're both going with the -225 favorite, Tom Aspinall, to defeat the +175 underdog, Jake Collier.
Man, we are just cruising through this card right now.
There's 15 fights. We now move down to the welterweight division and two comebacks of sorts. Well, I guess not the one.
Eh, something like that. We got Nicholas Dalby going up against Jesse Ronson.
So Jesse Ronson actually fought in the UFC last in Slim.
He's making his debut.
No, he's not.
Jesse
Slim.
Ronson? Hang on. Oh, the Ultimate Fighter finale.
And like three before that. Why
does
they
he making his debut?
He lost all three of his fights by the by a split decision,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, that's rough. Back tough. In 2014.
0-3 in the UFC with three decision losses. That's sickening. Ooh, that would have been dope if you did that. I would have geeked. Looking at the tail of the tape, Nicholas Dalby, 1 year older than Jesse Ronson. Both men 5'10". Dalby, 2.5-inch reach advantage. What do you got on the records in recent form, Slim?
So Dalby is 18-3-1 with one no contest. 2-2-1 in the UFC. Ronson, 21-10. It still says he's got no UFC record. That's super weird.
Yeah, they're tweaked.
Well, 0-3 in the UFC. However, Ronson only on a 1-fight winning streak. He was on a 2-fight losing streak in the PFL before that.
What's a 1-fight winning streak?
He's fought once and he won, and that's his winning streak.
Is one win a winning streak though?
Yeah, that's his streak.
I feel like you have to put two together. I feel like you got to put
on a one game winning streak.
I feel like you got to put together two games for it to be a streak.
That's his streak. Fuck off. However, Dalby on a 4-fight winning streak with one no contest.
Go Browns.
Go Brownies.
Almost all of them finishes as well.
Ronson's gonna come in here and try getting the stoppage, which is tough because Nicholas Dalby in his 23 career fights, he has never been finished. Nicholas Dalby's going to take this one to decision, probably win all three rounds. Give me Nicholas Dalby.
Same.
ANA MMA going to agree.
Ooh,
on this one.
And Ronson is 1-5 fighting outside of Canada.
Oof. We're both going with Nicholas Dalby to defeat Jesse Ronson.
Yeah.
And that moves us now to the preliminary card featured bout in the lightweight division, and a much-anticipated UFC debut.
This man's still fighting. It's Francisco Trinaldo going up against Jai Herbert.
Yeah, so Jai Herbert. Jai the Black Country Banger Herbert.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Going up against Francisco Masarunda Buba.
Masarunda.
Trinaldo.
Bro, 41 years old. Come on.
Yeah, 41. Jai Herbert, 31. Herbert with a 2-inch height advantage. He fights at a Team Renegade with Leon Edwards, Tom Brees, Fabian Edwards. Okay. What do you got on the records in recent form, Slim?
Trinaldo, 25-7, 15-6 in the UFC. A very good record. Jai Herbert, however, 10-1 overall, making his UFC debut. Herbert is on a 6-fight winning streak right now. All finishes but one. He's had one decision.
Interesting note, his one loss was Reese McKee, who's stepping up to fight. I think it's pronounced Chimaev.
Oh. Chimaev?
We broke the little Shamayev Cherry, baby.
Wow. Francisco Trinaldo, though, on a 2-5 winning streak right now. John McDessie and Bobby Green.
Those are two fire wins for real.
Yeah.
I'm okay, thank you.
Ah! Dude doesn't want it. Dude doesn't want it.
I don't want to lose my mind. You know how you take five tabs and you're just like, yeah, I'm having a good time. That's me off like one blunt. Anyway,
Slim don't want to talk about it.
What? So
that's garage pod talk.
Right. All right. So most of Trinaldo's wins have come by decision, but he does have 8 TKOs and 5 subs.
Trinaldo's never been knocked out.
Wow.
Trinaldo, huh?
Yeah. In his 32 career fights, he's never been knocked out. He has been submitted 3 times, 4 decision losses, but never knocked out, which is crazy because Jay Herbert, of his 8 wins, or of, I'm sorry, of his 10 wins, 8 of them by knockout. That's how he's looking to get it done. Mm.
So he's about to serve this guy's first knockout?
I don't know. That's a tough call, man.
I don't think that.
This is a tough one. Is Trinaldo ranked right now?
No.
Oh.
No, 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 no.
Can you pick this one first?
Picking Jay Herbert. Jai?
It's probably Jai, actually. That's tough. Yeah, I'm going to go with you. Give me the underdog in this one. A&A MMA agreeing. We're both going with the minus, or I'm sorry, with the plus 140 underdog, Jai Herbert, over the minus 180 favorite, Francisco Trinaldo. We now move on to the main card.
Let's fucking go, boy. Hey, Ron, if you had a little bit of this, I'd smoke that. It's Khamzat Chimaev.
And don't forget that name, and it's pronounced Chimaev, baby.
Chimaev.
The newest truth in the game.
Chimaev.
We ain't fucking around. We're talking about future champ shit right
Where's
here.
Where's he from?
He was
Sweden, actually.
He's from, like, Chechnya. Like, originally.
Trivion from Chechnya, huh?
But he went to Sweden when he was a kid.
For what?
Sure he's not from Georgia?
For what?
Yeah.
To get away from Chechnya, because they'd be, you know, bombing, killing. Yeah, you know, like, genocide shit.
The real deal. Let's hear it.
I need someone to help me tie off my arms so I can inject some Chimaev.
I'm
going to
let you guys know, right? Oh, mauls them. When he was coming out when he was coming out for his UFC debut, they called him Khabib 2.0, and I got pissed as fuck. Right. Like, I was mad as fuck. Like, what? How are you about to just call him Khabib 2.0? He came out and looked like Khabib 2.0. I was like, damn. Yeah.
He's 6'2". He fought his debut at 185.
Right.
He stayed on Fight Island, told Dana, I want another fight right now.
Mm-mm.
So Dana found him an opponent, and now he's dropping down to 170 for this.
He's making the quickest turnaround. If he wins this, it'll be the quickest 2 wins in UFC history.
So when's he going to get a title shot? How many more people has he got beat up?
At this rate, next year.
Fuck next year. He might as well get one after he beats this dude up.
Well, that's 2 fights in the UFC. I mean, come on.
You're dropping down, just coming. Hey, keep.
He is normally a welterweight, so it'll be crazy to see if he can go up and fight Kamaru because he's only 26.
So here you guys going?
26.
We didn't even talk about the other cat.
Well, I'm letting you know right now. We're going with the biggest favorite of the year. We're going with the biggest favorite of the year. The minus 1,000 favorite, Khamzat Chimaev.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we can get into the fight a little bit, I guess.
He is fighting newcomer Reese McKee, who was the champion in Bama. I believe he's coming out of Cage Warriors as well.
He is.
10-2-1 overall.
Making his debut on 8 days' notice. His nickname's Skeletor, though. That's hard.
And he's never fought outside of his country.
Oh.
Mm. Never fought outside of Ireland.
Going to Abu Dhabi to fight Chimaev.
Chimaev! Damn, he does have 7 TKOs and 3 subs, though. Neither fighter has ever been to decision. All finishes on both sides. So this will be pretty cool to see. McKee will actually have the height advantage in this. I'm not too sure about the reach. But yeah, dude, this is going to be crazy. McKee stepping in on... Oh, it didn't even tell me. What
8
they,
days.
8 days notice?
Yep, that's 8 days.
Chimaev!
Chimaev is the man. If he wins this... On just 10 days turnaround, that will be the quickest 2 wins.
Where are these guys? Where are these boys fighting at?
Abu Dhabi.
Fight
on
Island,
Yaz bro? Island, oh, a.k.a. Right. Fight Island.
We're still there. This is the last one.
This is the last one. That's why they're having like 15 fights on it.
And I'm off Saturday. Let's go.
They ever fight in the great state of Ohio?
They did.
That's when
Stipe won his championship.
We missed our chance for that because of COVID.
Huh?
Up in the land?
Yeah. In the queue.
The queue?
Yeah.
The gunned? What do you want to call it?
But we were going to go to Columbus and watch Jeff Hughes, and no, that shit got dropped. Sad.
Yeah, that's the queue.
My first ever UFC.
Oh, then before that.
Hey, we're going with Hamzat Chimaev. It's Chimaev. He's Chimaev.
If you bet $1 million on Chimaev, you'd only Chimaev. Win $100,000.
Young Chimaev.
That's all.
Go Chimaev.
I mean, I'm just saying, like.
Go Chimaev. He's Chimaev. Go Chimaev.
All right, going on this next one, we have Alex Oliveira going up against Peter Sabata.
Yeah. When's the last time Peter Sabata fought in this bitch?
2 years and 4 months.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's crazy. Looking at the sale of the tape, Alex Cowboy Oliveira, 32 years old. Peter Sabata, 33. Sabata, 1-inch height advantage. Cowboy Oliveira, 1.5-inch reach advantage. What do you got on their records and recent form, Sam?
So Oliveira is 21-8, one draw and 2 no contests, 10-6 in the UFC. Peter Sabata, 17-6-1 overall, 4-5 in the UFC. They both have a common opponent in Nicholas Dalby, to where Alex lost and Peter won. Ooh. That was back in 2016-2019. Alex Oliveira right now, he's coming off a split decision win over Max Griffin, but he was on a 3-fight losing streak before that. I believe he did drop down to lightweight for this. Am I right on that?
Who? What?
Yeah, Cowboy?
Yeah. You're right.
Okay. Sabata, though, he's coming off a loss to Leon Edwards, but that was, like I said, over 2 years ago. But he did beat Ben Saunders and Nicholas Dalby right before that. You know?
Yeah. Looking at how these guys get it done, this is actually really, really interesting because Sabata, of his 17 career victories, 10 of them by submission, so 59% of them.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Cowboy Oliveira, most of his losses, 50% of them, by submission.
Right.
And that's huge. But if you look at, when you just look at all the numbers, they all point towards Cowboy Oliveira. He's got better striking. He's got better grappling. Well, he's got better wrestling because Sabata's a black belt, and Cowboy Oliveira is only a blue belt. I don't know, dude. My heart's pointing me towards the underdog in this one. Give me Peter Sabata on his comeback.
I was wishing you weren't going to do that because I'm doing the same.
Damn. A&A MMA both agreeing on the underdogs today. We're both going with the +140 underdog, Peter Sabata, to defeat the -177 favorite, Cowboy Oliveira. We move now up to the light heavyweight division.
Good Lord. We still have 5 fights to go. In this one, it's Paul Craig versus, Lord.
This is what I live for.
Gadzimurad Antigulov.
Yeah, you did great on that.
Awesome.
It's Gadzimurad, but yeah.
Gadzimurad. Cool. Antigulov. That's a lot. The Bear Jew coming back. So, do you think he got that name from Inglourious Basterds?
I don't know.
They call him the Bear Jew.
Probably.
Anyway.
Looking at the tail of the tape.
Is his nickname Bear Jew?
Yes.
Yeah. No, Ron, I just decided to call him that.
Paul Craig, 32 years old. Antigulov, 33. It'll be Paul Craig with a 4.5-inch height advantage and a 5.5-inch reach advantage. What do you got on the records in recent form, Slim?
Bear Jew, 12-4-1 overall, 4-4-1 in the UFC. Antigulov, 20-6 overall, 2-2 in the UFC. So both these fighters with near 500 records in the UFC. Antigulov coming off a loss to Michael Oleksychuk and Ion Tukalaba.
Who? Tukalaba.
Tukalaba. Tukan Sam. Both by finish, though. But back in 2016, bro, he was finishing fools.
Slim farted.
Yes. Paul Craig, however, coming off a win, it was a draw against Shogun Hua. I totally forgot about that fight. That was back in November. And he did beat Vinicius Moreira before that. He's on a win-loss streak dating back to 2017. And sprinkle a draw in there for good measure.
Yeah. When you look at it, it's kind of tough to call. Both of these guys are submission artists.
Paul Craig holds all striking advantages. But Antigulov holds way all grappling advantages.
Except his takedown defense, which is 0.
Because he's never been taken down.
Is that true? Yeah. No, it'd be 100.
He's never been. No one's ever attempted a takedown on him.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. It'd be 0%. But it's just zero, meaning he's never been tested in that
Who's
field.
Who's out there?
Your whole fam.
I'm going with. You pick first.
I'm going to take Antigulov.
Give me Paul Craig. ANA MMA going to disagree on this one. I'm going with the Bear Jew, Paul Craig. Slim's going with Gadzimurad, Antigulov. We now move from the light heavyweight division down to the women's strawweight division.
We got Carla Esparza,
the Cookie Monster,
going against Marina Alcaraz Rodriguez.
Yeah, Marina Rodriguez. Don't give all the
other
crazy names.
All right.
So, Carla Esparza, 32. Marina Rodriguez, actually the older fighter, 33. Marina Rodriguez with a 5-inch height advantage and a 2-inch reach advantage. What do you? Also, she's ranked number 9, and Carla Esparza ranked number 7. What do you got on their records in recent form, Slim?
Esparza, 16-6 overall, 7-4 in the UFC. Rodriguez, 10-0-2 overall, 2-2. 2-0-2 in the UFC. Sorry, she's got two draws in the UFC. That's crazy. They both have three common opponents. Cynthia Calveo, which Esparza beat. Rodriguez took her to a draw. Randa Marcos, which Esparza actually lost to. And Rodriguez took her to a draw. And Jessica Aguilar, which Carla lost to. And Rodriguez won.
Yep.
That is pretty crazy. Rodriguez right now, she is coming off that draw to Cynthia Calveo. Tisha Torres and Jessica Aguilar were her two wins before that first draw for her. And Carla Esparza is on a 3-fight win streak right now, albeit a split one to Michelle Waterson, which I did think she lost that one. You know?
Yeah.
Don't you know? You don't know, eh?
Nice, dude. That was a great Eastern Toronto accent.
Yeah. You don't know, eh?
Looking at how these ladies get it done, Carla Esparza, the great wrestler, will look to take this one to decision by taking Marina Rodriguez down all three rounds. But will she be able to do that with Marina Rodriguez's 70% takedown defense? I think Marina Rodriguez is going to be lanky enough to push Carla Esparza off her, not let her get a hold of her. I'm going with Marina Rodriguez in this one.
Shit.
You won't. You don't got the fucking gusto.
I don't have the cojones.
He doesn't. He really doesn't, though.
The cojones.
You said a 70 takedown defense?
70% takedown defense for Marina Rodriguez. I just want a beer toss
from that. You know what? Give me Cookie Monster.
You're just trying to be controversial today. That's cool, though.
How?
Slim's going with Carla, Cookie Monster Esparza. I'm going with Marina Rodriguez. We move now from the women's strawweight division up to the heavyweight division.
Oh, my God. This fight's awesome. It's Fabricio Verdum and Alexander Gustafsson making his heavyweight debut. Coming off retirement, he said, get me back in there. And you know what? I'm going to try something new. Let me step up to heavyweight. What do you think he's going to weigh at?
235.
245 for me.
I got 235.
Okay. Fabricio Verdum, however, we last saw him, the 42-year-old, coming off that 2-year USADA suspension, looking just a shell of himself against Alexi Olenek. He was getting pieced up by Alexi on the feet, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck. And taking that, like, no, just not good.
Not good at all.
Alexander Gustafsson, though, he last retired off that loss to Anthony Smith, coming off his title loss to John Jones. That was only back in, a year and a month ago. So he's stepping back from retirement to fight Fabricio Verdum. I think this one's pretty easy to call. What about you?
I agree. I do think if Fabricio Verdum obviously gets this one to the ground, huge advantage for him.
Well, yeah.
Don't think it's going to happen, though. Give me Alexander the Mauler Gustafsson.
Yep.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with Alexander Gustafsson to win in his heavyweight debut over Fabricio Verdum. We now move to the co-main event of the evening and a trilogy bout.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's Mauricio Shogun Hua going up against Antonio Rogério Nogueira.
Lil Nog. So these guys, when were their last two matchups, Slim, first off?
Hang on. I just had deja vu like a motherfucker.
They fought in 2005 and 2015, but
2005 was the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So 10 years and then 5 years? That's crazy.
And Shogun won both of them.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why they're running this back, but whatever.
Yeah. Go ahead and... I don't know. Do we got to get into all that?
Well, Lil Nog is 44.
This is his... He said this is his last fight.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's retiring after this one. Okay. So he's going for his revenge.
Well, good, because Ryan Spann sent him to the netherworld.
To the nether realm.
Yeah. He did knock out Sam Alvey, though.
He did, but look at what Shogun's done lately.
Yeah, I mean, Shogun was top 10 till he ran into Anthony Smith. I mean, it's good for him. He beat Tyson Pedro, bro. Come on.
Yeah, come on. So if Nogueira gets this one to the fight, or this ground to, or this fight to the ground, he might have a chance
this
to
ground
win.
To the fight.
He might have a chance to win this one, but dude, I think Shogun's going to be able to keep this one standing, look for a knockout in this one. Give me Shogun, Hua.
Same.
ANA, MMA, going to agree on this one. We're both going with the minus 200 favorite. I'm hitting that.
Yeah.
Shogun at only minus 200, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me him over Antonio Rogério Nogueira, the plus 155 underdog. Oh, my gosh. Give me that all day.
For sure. On to the main event of the evening. Ooh, 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 love this fight. I love this fight. Robert, Bobby Knuckles Whitaker taking on Darren the Gorilla Till. Boy, this is great. Robert Whitaker coming off the loss to Israel Adesanya when he lost his belt. He's taking on the young up-and-comer Darren Till. He's not young anymore. He's 27. Mm-hmm. Robert's only 29. Anyway, Darren Till had that win over, who'd he beat? Kelvin Gastelum. Ron's bouncing.
Ron's out of here.
That that win over Kelvin Gastelum, that was only back 8 months ago. Hello. And now we get to see him take on the former champ. Bro, that's a tall order.
Darren Till challenged.
He did. You're right.
But... yeah, this fight, dude, is just going to be amazing.
You what see what I tagged you in on Instagram?
Dude, yeah. Jack had already sent me that before you.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Darren Till needs to get off Photoshop.
Darren Till has been Photoshopping his face on every fighter in the UFC, and it's amazing.
It's stupid.
It's great.
It's fucking stupid.
Anyway, Robert Whitaker, 20-5, 11-3 in the UFC. Darren Till, 8-2-1, 6-2-1 in the UFC. I already told you what their last fights were. What are you doing the striking advantages on this one?
Bro, it's crazy that Darren Till actually has a negative strike differential.
That is crazy.
Minus 0.6 to Bobby Knuckles, plus one strike differential.
Well, I think it's because of the Woodley fight.
Maybe, but that's wild.
Pieced up in that.
And then grappling, it's about even. I'd actually say that Robert Whitaker is going to have the advantage. He does have a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu brown belt. So if this does go to the ground, maybe Robert Whitaker locks something up. But I think it stays on the feet the entire time. And I'm going with D-Till.
I'm taking Bobby Knuckles.
No! You're going with Crooks?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Bobby Knuckles, boy. He's not out of this yet.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's not old news yet.
Hey, Darren Till, that's a bad boy.
That's a bad boy.
He's about to be the top contender. It's about to be him versus Kamaru. Not him versus Kamaru. I'm sorry. Him versus Israel. Soon.
All right. So what Till did, so what Izzy did against Whitaker, I don't see Till doing the same. I think he's a good counter fighter. I just don't think he's as good and accurate as Israel.
Well, no. Israel's the best.
Right.
But Darren Till's still, he's right there. He's elite.
Oh, yeah. He is. But this is going to be a big tell.
Ooh, ANA MMA disagreeing. And, here's another good stat, Slim. Robert Whitaker is undefeated against Southpaws, 3-0.
True.
But Darren Till is undefeated at 185, 10-0.
This fight's almost a pick'em.
Yeah, right now, Darren Till is the very, very slight favorite at minus 105 over the minus 120 underdog, Robert Whitaker.
Wow.
I got that backwards. Sorry. Robert Whitaker's the slight favorite at minus 120 over the slight underdog. Minus 105, Darren Till. ANA MMA disagreeing. All right, so I'm going to give you guys a rundown on our picks. We're going to get out of here. We're actually about to record another little podcast for you guys while we chop it up, have some fun. So make sure you guys listen to that one. Slim's not going to delete it this time either. So
nope.
We're going to post it on the ANA MMA page so you guys can enjoy that after this. Looking at the card and our picks in the bantamweight division, both of us going with Nathaniel Wood to defeat John Castaneda in the welterweight division. We're both going with Ramazan Ameev to defeat Nicholas Stolze in the women's bantamweight division. We're both going with Pani Khinzad to defeat Besh Karaya in the heavyweight division. You took Pessoa. I'm going with Tanner Boser. Slim's going with Rafael Pessoa. In the featherweight division, another disagreement. I'm going with Movsar Evloev. Slim's going with Mike Grundy. In the heavyweight division, we're both going with Tom Aspinall to defeat Jake Collier. In the welterweight division, we're both going with Nicholas Dalby to defeat Jesse Ronson. In the lightweight division and the featured preliminary card bout, we're both going with Jai Herbert to defeat Francisco Trinaldo. On the main card, Chimaev. Okay.
Chimaev. Just Chimaev.
It's A. Chimaev.
I heard it was pronounced Chimaev, though.
You know what? I think you're right. It is Chimaev.
Yeah,
you're right.
Chimaev.
Moving on to, or I'm sorry, staying in the welterweight division. Slim's going with, are we both going with Peter Sabata in that?
Yes.
Yeah, we agreed. We're both going with Peter Sabata in that one. And the light heavyweight division, a disagreement. I went with Paul Craig. Slim went with Gadsmirad Antigulov. In the women's strawweight division, another disagreement. Slim went with Carla Esparza. I went with Marina Rodriguez. And then in the heavyweight division, both of us going with Alexander Gustafsson to defeat Fabricio Werdum. In the light heavyweight division, both of us going with Mauricio Shogun Hua to defeat Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira. Rogério Nogueira. And in the middleweight division, a disagreement on the main event of the evening. Slim going with Robert Bobby Knuckles Whitaker. I'm going with Darren Till. I love a good disagreement on the main event of the evening, Slim. What is that, like five disagreements? Let's get it, baby. What if you get down to five? You're about to be talking that talk, aren't you?
I need it.
He can taste it.
I need it.
He can taste it. What if you go back down to 15, though?
I will be very upset.
But those are your official picks for UFC on ESPN 14 by AMA.
You know what? Let me just switch through. I'm taking Rias McKee over Chimaev.
Yeah, right. Never. Not even. I might throw $10 on it just in case. Just.
It's funny.
Just because like,
Rias is actually like a really good fighter.
Yeah, he is. He beat Jai Herbert. He's right. Jai Herbert's only loss.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry. Yeah, Jai Herbert's only loss. Yeah. He's a beast.
Crazy.
That
kind of sucks.
Yeah. Those are our picks for that card. We hope you guys agree with Slim, probably. He's been the hot hand, so.
Need it.
Go ahead and tag Slim on this one, I guess. I don't know. Until I get back on my shit, you guys don't want to listen
to me.
Notice I
didn't tell anyone to pound the money line on this.
No. Hey, I did say, though, who would I say? Pound the Shogun money line.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying it right now.
Sure. He ain't losing.
Pound that minus 200 on.
He ain't losing. 44 years old, bro. No, Garrett. Come on. Yeah.
And he's already lost to him twice. And
that's
Shogun's
be in
been way better for him. Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Record another podcast for you guys while we play some video games and sit by a fire and do some other fun stuff. Big shout out to my cat, Spyro, dude. Super cute. Fuzzy, black and white. Kind of stinky breath, but cute.
Shout out to Alex and Ronnie stepping on the pod.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yes, sir. All right. We'll be back next week.
Good luck.